PRI.org and by individual donors to PRI whose contributions help bring innovation and diversity to public radio programming.
Your Up to Date from the BBC was recorded at 11 o'clock Central Time this morning.
WILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, florist, caterer, and eclectic bistro serving natural and organic foods located at University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet boxed lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
It's 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Celeste Quinn is away. I'm Tom Rogers, and here's a look at AM 580 news at 12:30. The lawyer for a former Bloomington police sergeant says the prosecution failed to prove that his client had anything to do with the rapes of four women. Defense attorney Michael Rosenblatt says the state failed to show that Jeff Pilo was in the homes of any of the four women who were attacked. And Rosenblatt says none of the DNA evidence in the case linked Pilo to the women. During the prosecution's closing arguments earlier today, McLean County Assistant State's Attorney Mark Messman told jurors that they can be certain that Pilo is the right man. Messman says evidence, including voice and face identifications, point to the former officer. Pilo has pleaded not guilty to more than 30 counts that accuse him of raping four women between 2002 and 2005 and stalking one other woman. Hundreds of state National Guard troops and prison inmates are sandbagging areas in western Illinois threatened by the rising waters of the Mississippi River. In a news release, Governor Blagojevich's office says another 100 Air National Guard troops have been deployed to assist in the effort. The state has also sent out about 2.8 million sandbags and is ready to provide another 4.5 million. It also has a stockpile of about 100,000 gallons of water if the flooding disrupts water supplies. If of particular concern at the moment is the water treatment center in Quincy. Officials have been sandbagging that facility, which sits in a floodplain, and Blagojevich spokesman David Ruddock says if it's flooded, it could disrupt the water supply for about 40,000 people. The owners of four dams that were damaged by spring flooding in Indiana were warned about their barriers' deficiencies, but never made repairs, and the state never punished them. That's according to a story published in the Indianapolis Star. The dams include Johnson County's Earlham Lake Dam. Heavy storms overwhelmed those spillways, causing it to fail. The spillway was listed as deficient in inspections dating back to 1997. State officials say half of Indiana's 1,100 dams need work, but they're ill-equipped to force repairs on private owners and have brought legal action only against a few dozen. Local business groups in Mattoon say the Future Gen project will go ahead as planned. Angela Griffin is the president of economic development group Coals Together. She says all preparations necessary to build the $1.8 billion low-emission coal plant are on schedule. Ann Griffin says Thursday geological experts will conduct a seismological survey. She also says plans to purchase the land for the project are underway. Last Friday, though, the U.S. Department of Energy formally terminated Future Gen, arguing it would be too expensive. Griffin says she expected the DOE to drop out, but she's confident that the next administration will support the plant.
McCain and Obama both support clean coal technology. They both support this technology. They both are sophisticated enough and understand and had said that their energy policy is a portfolio. They understand that there has to be a mix and alternative fuels are part of that and alternative energy sources. So I think that we have a very sophisticated administration coming in whichever way it goes.
Griffin says the DOE already invested about $40 million tax dollars into Future Gen before it dropped out. She says the state and private investors have put in another $10 million and will continue support to support that project. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined an appeal from the owners of a horse slaughtering plant who challenged an Illinois law that prohibits the killing of horses for human consumption. Covella International closed its plant in DeKalb last year after a federal appeals court upheld the ban. The company urged the justices to step in to allow the facility to reopen. The court didn't comment on its order today. About 40,000 to 60,000 horses were slaughtered at the DeKalb plant each year, and most of the meat was shipped to be eaten by diners overseas. Two other U.S. plants, both of them in Texas, also closed in 2007. Lake Michigan is the latest to get hit by a fast-spreading virus that's already killed millions of fish in the Great Lakes. The virus threatens the Great Lakes' lucrative commercial fishing industry, as Susie Ahn reports.
Thousands of fish near Milwaukee have already died from a virus called viral hemorrhagic septicemia, and officials expect the virus to spread to other areas of Lake Michigan. Joel Brammeyer is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes. He says the disease could have come in by freighters that do business on the waters.
The only way to really prevent these outbreaks from happening is to stop the diseases from getting in the first place. Once they're here, we pretty much have to let nature run its course, and unfortunately, that means damage to our fish populations in the Great Lakes.
Brammeyer says the virus can mutate to affect any type of fish. He says people should prevent it from spreading by keeping boats clean and not transporting fish into other waterways. Lake Superior is the only one of the Great Lakes that has avoided the disease so far. I'm Susie Yon.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30 Central. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 12:35, almost 12:36 on the Afternoon Magazine. And joining us now, as he does every weekday at this time, is meteorologist Ed Kieser. We'll look at our weather forecast and what's going on right now. Good morning, or good afternoon.